Ready to be a homeowner in Nigeria? Here's what you need to know. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Rising Podcast. We are in challenging times, and that's one of the reasons we've decided to explore this topic so as to help us keep upbeat and focused on the good stuff. Let's listen in. To reschedule my mind with me here, I'm your host. Today, we'll look into how we can take advantage of the National Housing Fund scheme to own a home of our own. To discuss this, I have with me Mrs. Asabe. She's a senior manager at the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria. Welcome, Mrs. Asabe, to the Rizon podcast.
Thank you, Toju. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So today, we'll be discussing economic issues that impact real estate, housing, and affordability. You know, some people are looking for answers. Can I buy a home? How do I even do this? When should I start planning? Where should the first time home buyer start? Many questions. So thank God we have a resource person with us who's going to be providing answers. Let's start. The first question I have is for us to get clarity and for those who are unaware. Please, Mr. Asabe, tell us, what is the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria all about?
Okay, thank you. The Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria was established by the Nigerian government. It started as federal loans, federal housing finance. Then it became Federal Mortgage Bank. And the whole idea was for Nigerians who are 18 years old and above to be able to have access to affordable housing with the government providing funds for it. When it started, a lot of people were not aware of it, except for civil servants. But as time goes by, with a lot of adverts, with a lot of information out there now, so many people have been able to key into the National Housing Fund, and so many estates have been constructed using the estate developer's loan, which I'm sure somebody will ask me, what's the estate developer's loan? Those loans are given to developers to build houses so that those houses will be affordable for Nigerians. It's like a subsidy, at a subsidized rate. So that particular window is all about. And somebody might want to know, 18 years, so many of them are not working, isn't it?
Yes.
But since an 18-year-old is an adult, it is believed that even if you're not working, if you're doing your personal business, you could still access the National Housing Fund as an individual.
This is very, very, very interesting. Thank you for that. I'm just thinking, I wish I knew this when I was 18. But anyways, life goes on. Great. So this takes us to the next question. So I did my research, and when I was looking up the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria, something kept popping up. NHF, National Housing Fund. So what is the relationship between the National Housing Fund and the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria?
National Housing Fund is the fund provided by the Federal Mortgage Bank. So what is expected of you as a Nigerian? The first step, you're supposed to register for your NHF registration, which is the National Housing Fund registration. Whether you are a government worker, a private worker, a business owner, or you run a cooperative, you're supposed to go to the nearest Federal Mortgage Bank to you and register for National Housing Fund. Once you register, you're expected to have 2.5% of your income contributed every month into the scheme. Once you contribute for 6 months, then you are entitled for the loan. The next question, I'm sure somebody will tell me, I work for federal government. For those of you that work for federal government and some certain organizations, you are already registered by your organization. So you don't have to register again. All you need to do is to find out from your organization, if you're registered, what is your NHF number? Once you have your NHF number, everybody has a record of their contributions because your employees deduct from your salaries monthly and remit to the bank. But I would like you to also know that you need to confirm that remittance is being done, because some organizations might deduct and might not be remitting monthly. So you need to also make sure that that end is taken care of, that your organization is deducting from your salaries, but is also remitting to the National Housing Fund. Once you're sure that you've been remitting to the National Housing Fund, then it qualifies you to be able to apply for an NHF loan.
So now you know, you may want to check with your employer to be sure that your deductions are being remitted, just if you want to access this. Thank you so much, Mrs. Asabe, for that insight. Now, I know you touched this a bit earlier when you started, but can you just, you know, give us more insight to who can benefit from the NHF scheme?
Every Nigerian that is 18 years and above can benefit from the NHF loan scheme.
Wow. Wow. That hits really hard, but good. Knowing that the moment you are 18, you can benefit from this. And I can remember you saying, yeah, you know, the big question may be, at 18, what chances do I stand in terms of what's required? How much do I earn? You know, I may not even be working. I may not even be gainfully employed. But whatever you're doing, as long as you have a steady source of income and you can, you know, show evidence, I guess, then you can access this. I'm right, yeah?
Yes, you are very right.
Great. So let's move on to quickly to the next one. Because I'm thinking that, okay, come on, this is really massive. So some sort of documentations should be needed for this. So what documents are required for the application for the loan, please?
Okay. First and foremost, the documentation needed for the loan, first of all, is your completed application form, which is available at any federal mortgage bank nearest to you, because we have offices in every state of the Federation, including FCT. So the next thing you need, that's for application of the loan, is photocopy of your title documents, your collect valuation reports, BOQ, your 3 years tax clearance. We want to be sure that you are a patriotic Nigerian and you're paying your tax. Then the evidence of your NHF participation, that's what I talked about. The records that shows that you've been remitting. Then a copy of your pay slip for 3 months, which shows that you're on regular, you have regular earnings. And then now the question you will ask me is, what of for people that don't work for an office, or they don't work for an organization, they're doing their personal business? Exactly. Your statement of account will show your periodic income. So with your statement of account, and of course, some people might have other forms of evidence to show steady income, maybe a rent agreement, oh, I have a property that is on rent, or, oh, I have a farm, it generates so amount, oh, I have a poultry. So all those things can show, can be able to prove your source of income. And then another thing I haven't mentioned, you know, a lot of times people just think that, oh, I walk into Federal Mortgage Bank, I apply for a loan, and the money is given to me. You also have your own stake, your own stake, that's your own equity contribution to the loan. Let's assume you want to borrow 5 million from Federal Mortgage Bank, and you're expected, for 5 million and below, you don't need any equity contribution. But if you want to borrow, let's say, anything above, like from 5.5 to 10 million, you're expected to have 10% as your equity contribution. If you want to borrow 50, so everyone needs to know that they need to have their equity contribution, because so many people might apply for the loan without putting in their equity contribution. And then you say, oh, I've applied for a loan and Federal Mortgage Bank have not been able to pay me the money I requested for. So we need to take those things into consideration. And if you want to read more things about Federal Mortgage Bank, I think I'll advise each and everyone to go on the website, fmbn.gov.ng. There are frequently asked questions there. There are so many informations that everyone can equip themselves with before you even start talking about the loan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is more than, it's more than an information, to be honest. So what is the minimum amount of your monthly earning to qualify for the NHF scheme?
Okay. Let me just give a brief, you know, the mortgage, the laws governing mortgage says that when you're repaying a particular loan, it's supposed to be 1/3 of your income. So each and every one of us knows how much we earn monthly. So let's assume I want to borrow money for 10 years. And the Federal Mortgage Bank interest rate is 6%. So first thing that should be in my mind that, oh, I want to borrow 10 million from Federal Mortgage Bank and my salary is, let's say, 50,000. If I do 1.3, that's about 15,000 repayment monthly.
Yes.
What can 15,000 give me? I think that's the best I could ask one to do. So you automatically know that with 50,000, you can't borrow 10 million.
Yes, true.
Yeah. But another thing you also have to know is that if you are 20 years old, that means you have 40 years repayment period. Because it says that by the time you're 60 or 35 years in service, whichever one comes first, you're expected to have finished repaying your loan.
Yes.
So the younger you are, the longer your repayment period, and the better your chances of your income increasing over the years. For someone who is 40 years old, 20 years repayment period. But at the same time, somebody who is 40 might be earning better than somebody who is 20 now.
True.
So those are the variances.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. But at the end of the day, I think, I'm just thinking, I think the more time you have at hand, you know, to pay the loan, the better for you.
Yeah.
The better for you. The better for you.
Sure.
Great.
So that's where information comes in.
Yes. Early access is key. And that's why we are discussing this today, you know, to get this word out there. Thank you so much for this insight. We have about 3 more questions and we'll be done. So the next question is the mortgage, and I can remember also you mentioned this, the mortgage option requires beneficiaries to provide equity of about 10 to 30% of total value of the home sale. Now, let us look at our reality. In an economy such as you know, the Nigerian economy, where a good number of the population are unable to provide equity, what's your advice? What can people do in such a situation?
That's why the early information is key, because now you know, so you can start saving towards your equity even before you apply for the loan.
Great. So that's the key right there, knowing on time and start your saving on time. Because, for instance, there are people who are, say, 40, or let me even use a good benchmark, say 30 years old. And they may be thinking, I don't earn so much right now. Or where do I you know, get my part of this bargain, which is my 10% or 30% equity as it may be. But you know, if you backtrack and say they started saving when they were 20, regardless of how small, it will blow your mind to imagine how much they would have saved as a being 30 years, you know, old. So I think I agree with you. You know, the earlier you access this information and the earlier you can start saving towards this in the event of, you know, not being able to on the spot pump out your equity of the bargain, the better. So Two more questions. Many people desire to own a home or a house, but it is beyond the reach of many people, despite the availability of the Federal Mortgage Bank and NHF scheme. Why is this so?
Okay. One of the things I would like to mention is that the Federal Mortgage Bank has a lot of products because they understand that there are challenges and there are people who really want to access at least a product. And that was how I mentioned. The first I would like to mention is, well, there's a product called the NHF Mortgage Loan. It's a, the NHF Individual Construction Loan is also there. Mm-hmm. The NHF Mortgage Loan is what we've just spoken about. That's the NHF loan. The NHF Individual Construction Loan gives you an opportunity to say, oh, I have a land. I want money to build by myself. So what you are expected to do is to walk into any federal mortgage bank and tell them, oh, I have a land I would like to construct. They will give you all the list and you look at it. And in that scheme, what happens is that when you're given the loan, they, as you construct, an evaluation takes place. If it is noticed that you're working at the same pace as you're being paid, they will keep disbursing money to you until you finish building your house. Mm-hmm. Once you finish building your house, it is at that point that you start repayment. So that's very convenient for people who already have their lands.
Yes.
The home renovation loan. You might say, oh, I have an old house. I will want to pimp it up. I want to renovate my house. Mm-hmm. The home renovation loan is also available for people who don't have equity contribution. So you can access that as
yes.
well.
Yes, fantastic.
So there are various products in Federal Mortgage Bank that meet the needs of different people. All you need to do is walk into the nearest Federal Mortgage Bank to you. Even before you walk in, you could go to the website, read a lot of things, be well informed. I always say when you read, you are more equipped to ask questions. So after reading and you walk into a Federal Mortgage Bank, you will be able to ask more questions which needs clarification.
This is very insightful, very, very, just looking at the various products, you know, the NHF mortgage loan that was that we spoke about extensively, the home renovation loan, the rent to home, the construction loan, that hit me really hard, really good, because a lot of persons, they've been able to struggle to acquire landed property, but, you know, no funds to develop the land and your stock. This is for you, the construction loan. Thank you so much for this information. So just to end, I'm thinking, I'm listening to this, I'm like, wow, what an opportunity. I never knew. I'll just share this quick story. So I'm discussing with someone, recently, and we're just talking about relocating to a certain city in Nigeria, you know, some of the economic tussles and constraints and just what have you, and we started discussing, you know, what do you need to fix in terms of your recurring costs to live in that city to have a better life? And the person, you know, without blinking said, just your housing, because housing is very expensive. You're paying almost 70, 80% of your earning on rent. So if you can get a house, if you can get a property, you're good to go. Then I said, okay, how about mortgages? He was like, nah, that doesn't work. Just take your mind off it, you know. So now I'm aware of the possibilities. Listeners are aware of the possibility and they want to own a home. Just like your last words, where should they start from? When should they start planning? What should be their first step now after listening to this?
I believe the first step is to register and start immediately. No time to waste.
That's straight to the point. Yes.
Contributing to the NHF loan, you can't access it because it's a pool of funds contributed by everyone that is contributing that you get access to. So if you don't contribute your part, there's no way you can access it.
Fantastic. That's a good point to end on. Strong words, very definite words, register and start immediately. That's for you listening to this. If you have the desire to own a house of your own, register and start immediately. Thank you so much, Mrs. Asabe, for coming on the Rhizome podcast. It's been very insightful learning about how the mortgage loan, the National Housing Fund, and the Nigerian Mortgage Bank works. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We can say thank you enough. Thank you for coming on the Rhizome podcast.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for listening to the Rhizome podcast. We've been discussing how to own a home of your own, looking at some of our economic issues, and you've heard from a very key and prominent person and the Mortgage Bank. So there you have it. You can now take that big step, go register, and start immediately. Thank you for listening to the Rhizome podcast. Bye.